Welcome to the DermVet Podcast. I'm Dr. Ashley Bourgeois, a board-certified veterinary dermatologist practicing in Portland, Oregon with animal dermatology clinics. I'm also a mom of two, just trying to find the balance like everyone else. Let's learn to ditch the itch, cytology, everything, and make derm more fun than frustrating. You asked, and I am here to deliver. So I put a question sticker up on my Instagram asking what podcast ideas do you guys have? And I've got a lot of great recommendations that I can't wait to get to over the next couple of months. I'm also mixing in some exciting interview episodes again. Finally, I'm so excited to have those back on my schedule. So listen out in the next month for some of those to become available as well. But actually, one of the most requested things I've gotten, which I have talked about before, but I know that we always get new information and new listeners to the podcast, but it was about my journey as a dermatologist, why I fell in love with it and what I did to become a board certified veterinary dermatologist. So I did not start veterinary school thinking I wanted to do dermatology. I don't think most people start vet school knowing they have a certain specialty they want to go into. Maybe that's true for some people, but most people I know maybe have an inkling that they'll do small animal, mixed, large animal, and even that can change from time to time as you go through school and learn more. But I think a lot of us discover our passions either throughout veterinary school or during our internships, or maybe even when you're in a different aspect of the field that you want to change and do something else with. So for me, I went to undergrad at Iowa State University, and then I got into veterinary school and actually went through a little early and fast through the University of Missouri. So I went to 3 years of undergrad just based on credits that I had through various programs in high school, and then got into veterinary school very thankfully at the University of Missouri. And that's where my family at the time, my dad is an Air Force pilot or was an Air Force pilot, and that's where they were stationed. So it worked out really well for me. So I went to the University of Missouri. When I went into veterinary school, I knew I would predominantly do small animal. I thought maybe I would do a little bit of equine. I actually spent the summer before veterinary school at an equine reproduction facility in Ocala, Florida, just to kind of test out being around horses more and more. And so I went into school thinking predominantly small animal, maybe a little bit of equine, you know, mixed in, kind of just depending. The derm bug hit me very quickly though. So it was during my first year. I always joked that originally it was one of our associate deans at the time, who is an anesthesiologist, who mentioned, "Oh man, if I could go back and do it again, I'd do dermatology because you don't have emergencies. You drive nice cars." I don't know why he said that, because I don't know if that's necessarily true compared to other specialties. And you don't have like after hour calls. And of course that spiked my interest, but that's not why I fell in love with it. I ended up falling in love with it as we were doing some initial like dermatopathology in our pathology class. I just really love a couple things about derm that piqued my interest. I'm a visual person. I love visually being able to see, you know, what I'm dealing with. The organ that I treat is on the outside, so I can visually see my lesions. I can visually see things like ear canal disease. And so I really appreciate just that aspect of it, that I can tell very quickly if my patients are doing well or not when I walk in the room. The other aspect that I really enjoyed about dermatology, and this can be good or bad in our specialty, is the long-term nature of it. I am by nature a very social, extroverted person. I love relationships and I love getting to know my clients really well. Now, if I have difficult clients or difficult cases, that can also be the tough part of our specialty and the frustrating part of our specialty. But I really do love having that relationship. And when I've gone through both my pregnancies, you know, I have had clients that I have seen since before I had my first pregnancy and then my second pregnancy. And then through some of the journeys we've gone through with our son medically, I have clients who've known me through all of that. And so it's just really nice to have that aspect where you kind of know the person. It's a more personal relationship, obviously with boundaries, but that's something that I really enjoy about it. Now, again, that can be extremely tough. And that's what a lot of people don't like about our specialty, is that there are so many aspects to it, like managing the primary disease, but then also having things like secondary infections, setting those expectations for clients who might get frustrated that we can't just cure the condition and that their pet's going to have a long-term issue is really hard. So it's hard, but I've learned to navigate those conversations through the years, which have made it, you know, obviously more enjoyable for the most part. I still have my tough days and my tough cases and tough clients too, but it has really allowed me to learn to kind of navigate those discussions and really try my best to educate owners while hopefully having what I consider a good bedside manner, but just really having that connection with owners and empathizing with them, but also just being able to, you know, really try to paint the picture of what we're looking at and meeting the goals that they want to achieve, because that's really important. Every owner is extremely different on the goals that they are trying to achieve with their pet with a long-term skin condition. So I always want to know what their goals are just so that I can align with that, because it's in the end, it's really about what time, effort, money that they want to put into their pet that is important. And then I can try to guide them in the direction that's going to help with that. So that long-term aspect of just getting to know my clients, really getting to work with these pets long-term was one of the other big things that I really enjoyed about dermatology. Now, when I was in veterinary school, we didn't have a full-time dermatologist. We had a part-time dermatologist, someone that works in the Kansas City area, but then would come to the University of Missouri, where I was going to school, for a couple of days every couple of weeks. So still had that exposure, but not a consistent rotation. So I really, when I learned to love dermatology, obviously was very vocal to Dr. Center, the person who still goes to the University of Missouri, but practices in Kansas City, that I did love derm. And just to kind of get some advice and aspect, I'm not a person that is afraid to say if I like something or have a goal in mind, because I think networking and just making sure people know that's really important. So I let him know, got some advice on different externships to do, and then I went and did externships throughout some of my rotations in veterinary school with other dermatologists just to get to see how other people practice to make sure that I really did like it when I was in that setting, which obviously I really did. And then I did my internship at Purdue University. At the time, there was someone that was a part-time dermatologist there, but not fully there. So I actually got the privilege of spending a lot of time in Indianapolis with Dr. Lori Thompson, who still practices there since that was about an hour away. Again, she really let me spend a lot of time with her. I was really vocal about my interest in dermatology. And then I did externships in other locations too. I went to University of Minnesota. I went other places when I had availability. And that was something that I really looked for, was some of that freedom within my schedule, which an internship schedule is very hard and not something you get a lot of. But where I did at the time where I did my residency, there was some flexibility with that, especially because they knew I was really interested in dermatology. I also spent a lot of time in rotations I knew were going to help me as a dermatologist. So I knew internal medicine was really important. Ophthalmology is important. You know, to some degree, oncology is important because we still deal with things like skin cancers. So I wanted to make sure that I spent time in other specialties that were going to be really helpful for me. And then, of course, I did ER and surgery and all the other things expected in a rotating internship. But again, everyone always knew my passion, my veterinary classmates in vet school, my intermates all knew I wanted to do dermatology. And then I ended up getting my residency with the company I'm still currently with, Animal Dermatology Clinics, at one of their flagship locations in Orange County, California. So did my residency there. So for me, you know, I did 3 years of undergrad. Then I did my veterinary school was 4 years, my internship was 1 year, and then my residency was 3 years, just like most residency programs. And then after I got boarded in 2014, practiced in California for about a year and a half, and then had the opportunity to come to Portland, Oregon, just to kind of help expand the company, and then have been here ever since, where we have grown to now a 4-doctor practice, 3 diplomats, including our 1 resident who's a senior resident. And then my love has kind of blossomed. I'm always looking for other things, other ways to learn, to better myself, to get involved. And I had developed a passion even during my residency for educating, but I wanted to educate in a different way. I knew I wanted to stay in private practice, but knowing that I was a bit limited with how many cases I could personally see, I really developed this passion in my residency for teaching general practitioners how to enhance their dermatology knowledge, their dermatology practice, so that knowing a lot of these cases are not going to make it to a dermatologist because the owner won't go, or you don't have a dermatologist nearby you, or, you know, we're booked out so far because there's only so many of us. What was a fun, easy, tangible way that I could provide education? And that kind of blossomed into lecturing at conferences because I love it, enjoy it, I have fun with it, and I hope that emulates through. But then slowly, you know, the podcast is, you know, and the social media presence has really been about 4.5 years of just growing and trying new things and different ways to really hope to educate you guys. And I have more ideas of what I'm going to expand into this year, just to provide other visual cues, other ways to learn. And so that's really where all of this is stemmed from, is just having a passion, but then allowing that to evolve and grow. I still absolutely love being in the clinics. It's one of my favorite things to do, is to see cases, but I do just find a lot of joy and hope that I'm helping in many ways by putting other types of education and content out there. So when people ask, like, what's my love for derm? What was my path? That really has been it. And I'm really open to seeing where things take me as far as, you know, more conferences. I'm looking into other things like, you know, expanding, getting interviews back on to the podcast. I'm hoping to do more like YouTube or visual media in the future. So certainly as things calm down with our son's treatment, because he's getting towards the tail end of it, which is very exciting. Those are things that are definitely on my, you know, my future list of things to get done. So that's kind of been my path. And what I want to really encourage you is be okay with change. I fell in love with derm early, but I didn't know that I was going to create a podcast. I didn't know that I was going to want to travel to lecture. You know, I didn't know any of that early on. Allow your dreams to really evolve, to change. You know, we can change based on life circumstances, things that are going on. Sometimes you got to try something on for size and be okay with it not working, or be okay that it may be something scary that could be amazing and work out really well. So hopefully you have some sort of love and passion for derm as you're listening to the podcast, or at least a desire to get better if it's not something that you love as much. But I really hope that I can just show you that our paths are not a straight line. There's lots of curves, ups and downs that are there. And I don't even know what different paths I may go on in the next 5 years, and that's okay. But I really love the path I'm on now, seeing cases, being involved with my company, continuing to grow with social media and podcasts, and I hope it continues to be something that you really enjoy and love too. So always feel free to reach out. I have some great ideas for podcast episodes, but if you have certain topics you want covered, or if I covered them before but you want a new take on it, especially as we get back into some of these interview episodes where we get other thoughts and opinions on the podcast, please don't hesitate to reach out.